Good morning. We're starting Chayodim Klal Samach Aleph, the halachas of Birchus Areach. So the Chayodim tells us that Asur Lehonus Mireach Tovah Shivorach Kadim Shiyareach Bay. That a person is not allowed to enjoy a pleasant smell until he makes a bracha before he does so. Now we know there's a general rule that Asur Lehonus Mireach Mazeh Below Bracha. That a person is not supposed to benefit from this world without first thanking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara comes along and learns out this halacha that we make a bracha on Reach from a pasuk, which we say in Pesukah Zimra, Kol HaNashamot HaHaloka. So Chazal Darshan, that Eizah Dovrish and Shamat Nehenaboy, what's the type of pleasure which is specifically a neshama type of pleasure as opposed to a physical pleasure, is Reach. And for that pleasure which the neshama has, it has to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you just want to clarify, so why did Chazal need to find this pasuk if we have a general rule of Asur Lehonus Me'alem Hazeh B'lo Bracha? So the truth is, not every single pleasure gets a bracha. We do not make a bracha on the pleasure of kol. Person listens to beautiful music, enjoys it very much. There's no bracha for that. We do not make a bracha on rechitza. Person enjoys taking a shower, washing his face. Person puts on certain creams which feel very soothing, etc. Chazal says, Sichu Kishtiya and Yom Kippur. You can't anoint yourself because that's like drinking. But the Gabi Bracha, there's no Bracha. Because Chazal modeled the halachas of Brachas on the one Bracha which we have the Raisa, which is on Achila, Birchas Amozen. So they modeled the Birchas and Ahenin based on that. So based on that fact, when we get to Reach, we say, well, that's not like Birchas Amozen. It's not about food. And therefore, Chazal needed to find a different source that's appropriate to say a bracha on such an item. And Chazal found the pasuk of Kol HaNeshama to Haloka. So a person has to do this before he gets the benefit. Like any scenario of a person who wants to be in the hand of Birchas and Hanan, the bracha is said before a person has the Hanoh. Let's say a person is not sure if this item smells nice, has a smell or not. He has some old besamim that he uses for his birchas besamim for Motzei Shabbos, and he's not sure if they have any smell. So he can't make a bracha because it'll be a bracha lebatola, possibly. He cannot not make a bracha because he's chayiv to make a bracha before he's nehana. So he wants to smell it a little beforehand to make sure that it's ready to use, it's roy to use. So can he do that without a bracha? And the answer is yes. Multiple poskim, Reb David Yosef in his Sefer Halacha Brewer brings multiple poskim, which allow that the person can smell it first without a bracha, a short whiff to see if it has a smell, and then make a bracha and benefit from it. V'yito b'yara hayamonis. The person should hold the item that he's making a bracha on in his right hand, like we saw already before. It shows the chashivus to the bracha by holding it in one's right hand. And therefore, a person who is a iter yad, he's a person who's a lefty, would hold it in their left hand. So we're saying it's parallel to birchas and ahenin. Birchas and ahenin have a bracha rishana and a bracha achrona. And here we're saying there's only a bracha rishana but no bracha achrona. So he points it out, there's no bracha achrona. Hanoam mu'etis he, because it's a small amount of pleasure. It's not a significant amount of pleasure. And therefore, Chazal were not masak in a bracha achrona, as opposed to a food, which was, there's more benefit from it. So even if a person takes a small amount, and doesn't get a large amount of hanoam from it, as long as it's a shear, he says a bracha achrona. The Aruch HaShulchan approaches this question a little bit differently. He says that since by Bracha Achrona we find the concept of shir, there's a certain amount you have to consume to be able to say the Bracha Achrona. That's not really relevant to the world of smell. And therefore, there's no Bracha Achrona. The one other reason which is given is because the benefit of this process, we know that if a person is eating food and he waits a while before he makes the bracha achrona, eventually he loses the bracha achrona because there's something known as shir ichol, it started to digest. It's no longer giving you the benefit of the food, in the food sense. It's now just changing the nutrients, and you're getting the benefit of the nutrients. By smell, some are kind of suggest that happens immediately. So there's no time lapse. There's no time to make a bracha chana, because as soon as you're finished, it's gone. The Chazanish asked an interesting question. What about the mon? The mon was, Chazal say, was a person that was immediately absorbed into their body. So how could they bench on the mon? And we know that they benched. That's the first number. They mentioned that they did say a bracha chana. They benched on, after the eating of the mon. So he says, therefore, we have to go back to this simple understanding of hanam muetis. But some suggest the point is, when a person eats a food, even if it's absorbed, the example of the mon, the person does feel the sustenance and feel the benefit of what he ate, even after it's been immediately absorbed. But whereas by the reyach, once the reyach is done, there's nothing at all lingers on, and therefore there's no need for bracha. Have a good day.